Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. You're going to do kind of an introductory session for us today.
So what I want to do is my next three or four radio programs really highlighting our different areas, but also the agents that work in those areas, because I feel like people probably don't have a good understanding of what we are doing in the community. You know, we try our best to share information through different avenues, but still I think there's a lot that people probably don't realize that we do within the Frontier Extension District. So this morning I really want to highlight our Family and Consumer Sciences program and talk about some of the programs, activities, events that Chelsea Richmond, who is our Nutrition, Food Safety, and Health Agent, is doing, as well as Janae McNally, who is our Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent. And of course, I know both of these, we actually, you know, alternate our radio programs on Monday morning, so they may share information about the activities that they are involved in, or they may share information about timely topics, things that people need to think about certain times of the year. But I really, as director, want to share a lot of the work that they've been doing. So one of the things that actually just ended was Walk Kansas, and Chelsea manages this program. And it was from March 26th through May the 20th. And of course, it's an 8-week program. And teams of 4 or 6 individuals work together to reach a team goal. So they log their minutes of physical activity and track their progress. And this year we had 18 teams across the district, or 97 individuals. And so that's a program that we've had with K-State Research and Extension for, oh goodness, probably 23, maybe a little bit longer than that. I know I was involved in that in the early 2000s. So we've had that program for quite some time. I just want to share with you some of the impact, the outcome of that program and those who participated in it. So 10 out of the 18 teams met the physical activity goal their team set at the beginning of the program. And we asked them to fill out a survey at the end of the 8-week program. All were confident or very confident they could continue consuming the same amount of fruits and vegetables. So there's a kind of a challenge about consuming more fruits and vegetables. So all were very confident that they would continue to consume the same amount of fruits and vegetables they ate during the program over the next 6 months. They also experienced some positive changes as a result of participating in Walk Kansas, such as increased endurance, increased energy, increased muscle strength, better able to manage stress, stronger social support and connectedness, improved mood and outlook on life, better sleep, better able to focus, increased flexibility, lower blood pressure, and decreased weight. So you can see, even though this is called Walk Kansas, there are so many benefits to this program. So Chelsea sends out weekly newsletters. She also had the participants entered into a weekly drawing throughout the program, and they received, of course, some prizes as a result of that. So a wonderful program, and it'll come up again next spring. Another program that Chelsea manages is the Stay Strong, Stay Healthy. And this is also, I believe, an 8-week program, and it's really targeted to those that are 55 and over. And as the name implies, it really is to help them increase their strength, but also their flexibility. So she held a class in Ottawa, and I believe there's one coming up in Overbrook in a month or two. But again, all of the participants indicated they felt somewhat or a great deal stronger as a result of the program. And they also indicated they felt that their overall health was somewhat or a great deal better. And 5 of the participants indicated they had or planned to purchase weights for home use. And 6 indicated that they increased their knowledge, skills, and understanding of strength training. These are kind of a small class size, maybe 12 to 15, because of the program itself and the need to just be able to be there and watching over everyone, make sure they're exercising correctly and not harming themselves. So some other results that our participants saw and some of the things that they shared. They said they love the exercises and I like that I can continue them at home. Also, they enjoy getting out and meeting new people and it's helped to make them happier. One said they are no longer experiencing lower back pain. Balance has improved. So much easier to climb stairs and get out of chairs. Energy. My entire body seems stronger, just feel better and have more endurance. A lot of positive impact coming from these programs. I also want to share one that actually Janae and Chelsea have worked together on. That's called the Age Well Virtual Learning Series. This one in the past, and again, I worked on this prior to becoming the director, but it was the Active Aging Expo and really hosted by the Frontier District, the Meredithine District, as well as Coffee County. So this series, they've actually decided to have a series like an online, and they had some watch sites too throughout the district. They had a program in April, and they also had one in May. Those programs included information about radon and also taking small steps to increase physical activity, simple tools to use as maybe we age, which we call assistive technology, and also talked about meals and minutes as well. So those were the virtual series, so people could join virtually from home, or they could also go to one of the host sites and participate in that program as well. I want to highlight some programs that Janae McNally, again, our Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management agent, does. And one of the things that she's been doing is going to Sunflower Plaza here in Ottawa and presenting the different lessons, which is part of our Keys to Embracing Aging curriculum. So I believe there's 12 or 13 keys to embracing aging, and so she's been sharing those on a regular basis with the residents there at Sunflower Plaza. And just to highlight again some of the impact of that program, some participants said that they plan to make an appointment or keep an existing appointment to get their health numbers checked. So she did one on knowing their numbers, blood pressure, BMI, as well as some other numbers that are important for us to keep up with on our health. They also now have a better understanding of their health numbers and the importance of numbers, and then they learn how to calculate their BMI as well. Along with that, Janae does a program called Gray for a Day, and that really is for participants to, it's kind of a like a role play, but to understand what it is like to age, you know, and we may all have stereotypes of what we think aging looks like, but not understand that, yeah, our eyesight may not be as good. We may not have a flexibility or mobility. And so it's really to get our younger generations to understand what that's like. So she was able to go, actually one of our program development committee members teaches at a school in Topeka and was asked to go there. And so she shared that Gray for a Day program. I believe it's two different days that she went into the school there, but really working with those high school students on what it's like for people as we age. So that's a good program. And she's also very involved in the Franklin County Aging Network. So we have a Franklin County Aging Network, and both of our Family Consumer Sciences agents, Chelsea and Janae, are heavily involved in committee work and task force and coalitions across our three counties as well. So I think I'll stop for this morning. I could go on and on and share a lot more information, but again, just really wanted to highlight some of the work that our Family Consumer Sciences agents do.
Some of the work, it sounds like there's a ton of work that they're actually doing.
There is.
Behind the scenes, yes. Even just organizing the programs themselves, mm-hmm. Never mind being out front and presenting them.
Right.
All right. Well, a big hand to our agents, and you're going to come back and tell us about some more of them next time, right?
I will. We have our agriculture and natural resources area, as well as our 4-H youth development and community vitality area.
Excellent. Definitely looking forward to that, and just looking forward to having you come back.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Meritazine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, Caitlin Barthol.